What's up, everybody? Josh at Evoke Bike. The cyclocross hangover. Yes, it's a real thing. And no, it is not alcohol related. Although I guess it could be. I mean, you should be dialing in your hydration a bit better than that if you're getting hungover after the races. Although maybe at the end of the year and you want to celebrate, that's a different podcast. So what I'm talking about is you're racing on the weekend. Say you're racing Saturday, Sunday, or maybe you're racing just one day, Saturday or Sunday, whenever. And you wake up the next day, or maybe it's right after the race, and you're not feeling great. And it feels like you got a hangover. Maybe you got a headache. You feel like you got hit by a truck. I know this year, for me, doing these double UCI race weekends, traveling to Rochester, traveling to Baltimore, Sunday after the races, or Monday morning, I feel like I'm destroyed. And it's not even, it's a hangover feeling. It really is. It feels like I just kind of want to stay in bed. What I've been working on this season is what I can do to tweak my schedule, my planning, everything I'm doing, nutrition, hydration, recovery, to make myself feel better. I did have one race already. When I was in Baltimore for Charm City, where I woke up on Sunday morning. I ended up not racing. It was at the end of like a 6-weekend block, which I'll get into. And I didn't race because I just felt I had this really bad headache, and the hangover hit me Sunday morning rather than Monday morning. So yeah, this is something I'm constantly working on. And if you guys are feeling this, or maybe you got a big weekend coming up and you can use some of these skills and tweaks and ideas, great. Let's jump into it. I kind of broke this into two different parts. I feel like it's all planning, but there's like the overall big picture planning your season. And then there's like the individual weeks and race days and like the weekends and days leading up to the races. So framing your season, I think, is a good way to kind of like lay the groundwork for not having the hangover, or maybe this is a transition to like the cyclocross burnout. And I think a lot of this stuff I'm going to talk about is applicable to road racing, for if you're doing stage races or just back-to-back days, or maybe just one race, or maybe you're just feeling hungover from these races and use some of these ideas to kind of help you maybe change what you're doing so you feel better after these races. So whatever your races are. Okay, so framing your season. Maybe you're targeting certain races. Maybe you're targeting just process goals, whatever your goals are for the year. I'm sure you have specific races or events that are on the calendar for sure. And maybe you have a bunch of other weekends where you're unsure. Like, I know I have some question mark dates. I'm like, maybe I'll race this weekend, maybe I won't. But I think giving yourself some wiggle room there is great. For this last block, I signed up for just race after race after race, and I really felt obligated to do these races. Yes, they were the UCI races, and there aren't really that many on the East Coast. I don't do too much travel. So I felt really obligated to do those. And I think I learned a lot. You know, this whole podcast that we're talking about are all the takeaways from those weekends. But when you're framing your season, maybe don't give yourself, 30 race days or 20 race days or 15 race days or whatever, however many race days you want to do. Give yourself some freedom there. Like, hey, maybe I'll sign up last minute or the week of, or I'll see how I feel. Maybe I want to go ride with friends. You know, it is the fall. Maybe you've been racing a whole road season or a mountain bike season or whatever races you've been doing, and you want to give yourself some freedom to, deal with friends or just deal with life, Maybe you want to stay home, maybe with your loved ones and just chill, take a weekend off. Everyone needs that. I know I definitely did after that 6 weeks of traveling. I needed some time to kind of like recharge the batteries. And then I did a local race yesterday, and it just felt nice. It felt very, very nice to stay local and do something that wasn't, in and out of a hotel room. So big picture, plan your season out. Give yourself a weekend off to stay home, or maybe do some workouts. Or maybe if you really want to do this weekend, and maybe you only race one day, maybe you just chill. Maybe you go cheer your friends on Saturday if it's you're traveling to this race, or cheer your friends on Sunday and only race one day so you can, race longer into the season. You don't have that burnout early on from doing too much. Cross is a long season, just like road, so plan that out. Do a bit of planning up front to make your whole season more enjoyable. Now, when it comes to race week, I think there are tons of things you should focus on, but I think the big three are sleep, hydration, and nutrition. Your workouts for sure. I didn't put that on there as like a main one, but definitely like staying on top of your workouts so you're confident going into the race, whether it's openers or whatever your intervals are, or your endurance days, whatever. But I think your sleep, hydration, and nutrition are what's going to help you when it comes to that hangover feeling. So what does that mean? It means eating the right foods, eating what you've been doing all along. Don't mix it up. Don't get lazy. Plan ahead. Hydrate all week long. Electrolytes. I would carry around a water bottle with you, you know, just a regular, whatever, your bike bottle. Do some noon, do some whatever you're drinking. Have some Gatorade, some Pedialyte, anything. So you're having like one of those bottles at least, you know, plus one, hopefully. Maybe just pound one in the morning, or make sure when you wake up with your coffee or before you have your coffee, but stay on top of that. Hydration is key, especially when it cross with these early season races. It can be super, super hot out and you're going very hard. And maybe what time you're getting to the race, we'll get to that. If you're there sitting in the sun all day, that can really be exhausting. So stay on top of your hydration, stay on top of your nutrition, and then your sleep. Prioritize sleep. Cross racing and racing in general, like riding your bike in general, is hard. So you need to recover. You need to be well prepared going into this. So prioritize that. Okay, that's the week of. Then you're going into race day. And we're going to just kind of double down on everything I just said. And these are, I'll give you some tweaks, some things I've been working on. I felt like I was very well prepared with, again, with my nutrition and hydration and sleep, but I'm constantly tweaking things. So race day, plan out every meal. Or when I say race day, I mean race weekend. If you're traveling, know if you're going to eat out, that's one way of doing it. You can definitely find, you know, like healthy places or places that you're used to eating that aren't going to mess with your gut. Plan those out, know where they are, know where you're going to go before the race. What are you going to get for breakfast? Where are you going to get your coffee? But I think an even better way of doing it, and this is what I've been doing, is plan out every single meal and bring your own food. Microwaving food maybe isn't the best, but it's better than eating the hotel breakfast, you know, with whatever that is, the eggs and whatever. So bring yourself some oatmeal, microwave some oatmeal, maybe make yourself some rice before the weekend and pack it in a cooler and warm it up in your Tupperware in the microwave and bring that to the race with you. I think don't depend on the food at the venue, because it never works out and they're never there what you need. And then you're like, I think this will be okay. And then it's not right, man. You have done all this prep, you travel to these races, just, you know, like cross those T's and dot those I's, those marginal things that are going to go so far for you. So plan out your food, bring your coffee in, find a grocery store. Maybe you're not going to bring everything with you, but like, hey, when I get there, I'm going to go buy some oatmeal. I'm going to buy some, you know, whatever. Bring your rice cooker with you. Go crazy. I know it's like maybe this is overkill, but these are the small things that can help you dial in, feel more confident. And then also you can spend more time relaxing. Like I feel like when I go to these race weekends, I'm on the go all the time when I should just be laying in bed at the hotel. So plan that out. Do a bit more upfront, so then you can feel so much better when you get there. And like, these are things you can also work on every season, every race. This is me. I'm constantly progressing, constantly, you know, upgrading, you know, what works for me, what doesn't work. Okay, so then you're at the race, you got your food, you're all dialed in there. Hydration, we talked about, just keep drinking water all day, keep drinking your electrolytes, keep drinking your carb mix if you're on race day or the day before race day. Another thing that I have learned is arriving at the race at a reasonable time. So you're in the sun. If you get there super early, you're in the sun all day if it's a hot day. Or maybe it's cold later in the season and you're in the cold all day and you're in and out of your car and you're pre-riding and you're getting extra pre-rides in. And there's pros and cons here. Like, I think going to the race early and cheering your friends on and cheering on even, you don't know anybody, cheering on other racers is great. But it can really wear you out. I know being at the races, we got there early at Rochester, we got there early at Charm City in Baltimore, and we set up the tent and we're sitting there and people are coming over and saying hi and it was fantastic, but it was a really long day. When you get there at 7 a.m. and you don't race until 4 p.m., it's a long day. So I've learned to plan that out better. So maybe we get there on Friday and set the tent up and the tent's already set. And then we can sleep in a little bit on Saturday, sleep in a little bit on Sunday. And maybe we miss a few races for some friends if you want to cheer on, which is a total bummer. But I think everyone understands. I don't have an expectation for everyone to be in all my races and cheer me on. So yeah, just something to consider. Something that whatever helps you with your specific race. So and then plan your pre-rides out. Like we talked about that. And I have other cross videos. Go on YouTube, the Evoke channel, and type in pre-ride. I did a whole video on that. You don't need to do 10 pre-rides. I think that's too much. I was just talking to an athlete about this, and they were talking about, yeah, I want to spend more time on course. Do your race. Do your pre-rides, do your race. And then you want to get some extra practice and do some laps afterwards. That's awesome. Then like now you're used to hitting things a bit harder. Like what went wrong in your race? What went right? Work on that stuff after. You don't have to you can do laps when your race is over with. Okay, so you're arrived at the race. You've raced. Now what? Recovery spin, or just recovery in general, and then hydration for sure. Get your, maybe you want to get, some spike your sugar, do something awesome at the finish line, eat your Swedish fish or your gummy bears. Get a meal in your, have a solid meal. You plan this out. Maybe you're going out to eat. Like we usually leave some wiggle room there to maybe grab a bite to eat because that's fun with other people at the race. And then maybe do a recovery spin. As soon as your race is over with, ride around a little bit. Don't get right off. Like you see these guys at the tour, when they're doing these stages, they spin down for a little while. Do a little spin down. Go spin around. Maybe watch the next race a little bit. Get on the trainer if you have, that's an option. And then the other thing for in regards to recovery is you'll see all the top pros, like the men and the women. Sunday morning, if they're racing both days, they wake up and they do an easy spin just to spin the legs out before they get to the course, before they do their pre-ride, before they do all that. Just spinning around a little bit. I think that's huge. I've been trying to do that on the double race weekends. I think that's been helping. And then just planning everything out. I think a little bit of planning goes a long way in just making you feel comfortable both physically and mentally. So yeah, I know this is a lot. I threw a lot in there. If you guys have any questions, Josh had evoked that bike. I hope your cross season's going great. I hope there's some tips and tricks here you guys can use. And if you have other stuff, get on the Discord, shoot me an email, let's pass this stuff around. Let's see what's working for everyone. And maybe you have some stories about what didn't work for you. So yeah, I hope this is helpful. And let's get out there and crush. Bye.